Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. And of course, what a wonderful recommendation by the hymn, Trust and Obey, for there's no other way, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to put your trust in him. In other words, put all your eggs into his basket and obey his word. And you listen, put everything into Jesus and follow every one of his instructions and you'll be happy. You'll be happy. Well, we are working our way through Isaiah 41:10. We only have today and tomorrow, and after that we are done with this verse. And we're looking at God's third I will. And God's first I will is that he will strengthen us. He'll make us solid. He'll make us dependable, determined, stout. If you were wishy-washy before, if you were a flip-flopper before, after Jesus gets through with you, you're going to be a man, a woman of strong convictions. He will strengthen thee, which is what this day and age requires, men and women who are strong in the faith. And then he promises to help us, to rescue us, to come to our aid in the day of trouble, to lend a helping hand when we need it. He promises to help. He promises to add his strength and might and power to our situation. And by so doing, he rescues us. That's what it means to help. To help means I promise to rescue you. And then finally, yea, I will uphold you. In other words, he promises to lift us above the fray. To lift us above the fray. In the heat of battle, things get ugly. Battle is noisy. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of shaking. There's a lot of, sweat, blood, tears in battle. And then God shows up and he upholds us, or he lifts us above the fray so we can catch our breath. So we can get a little respite, if you will, so that we can regain our energies to get back into the heat of things. That's what he promises to do. Well, today we're going to be talking about how God will uphold us when we lie upon a bed of sickness and a bed of languishing. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks today because thy word is truth, and thy word encourages us, and thy word strengthens us. And we look at your promises and we know that they shall be kept, for you are not a man that you should lie. You don't lie to your people. You don't tell falsehoods to your people. You don't string along your people. No. That is no. God is a God of truth. And whatever he declares that he will do for us, you shall do. Oh, how we love you, O Lord. We've proven you to be true. Again and again, over the years of our lives, we've proven you to be God, that you never fail your people, that you never abandon your people, you never forsake your people, but that you're right there in the midst of her, in the midst of your church. So bless us, Lord, today, this 31st day of March. As March comes to an end, bless us with this word, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Today, we're looking at, yea, I, the Lord, will uphold thee. God promises to do what? To doctor and nurse us back to health. That health could be physical health, mental health, spiritual health. When we lie upon a bed of languishing. Again, what is the promise? Well, the word is he promises to uphold us. But in Psalm 41, that means to doctor us and nurse us back to health when we lie upon a bed of languishing. A bed of languishing is a bed in which you are wasting away. You are going from bad to worse. That's a bed of languishing. And God says, I'll show up. I'll uphold you. I'll doctor you back to health. I'll nurse you back to health, says the Lord. So let's go to Psalm 41. Psalm 41. And let's just look at several verses in addition to the key verse, which is verse number 12. Let's go to Psalm 41. Verse 3, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Notice, this is a Psalm of David, and he knows that God is good to his people, and that he will strengthen him who lies on a bed of languishing. Thou will make all his bed in his sickness. What does that mean, that he's going to make our bed in our time of sickness? Well, he nurses us. Isn't that what nurses do when you're have you been in the hospital for any length of time? Have you undergone an operation, a procedure where you've been in the hospital 3 or 4 days? And somebody comes to make your bed. Somebody comes to remove the dirty sheets and the dirty pillowcases, and they come in with a fresh set of sheets and pillowcases, and they fluff up the bed for you, and they make you feel comfortable. That's nursing. That's nursing. So notice, the Lord himself is our nurse. And when we languish in that bed of affliction, it is him who will make our bed. It is him who will provide us that personal care. In verse 8, an evil disease, they say, has cleaved fast unto him. And now he that lieth, he shall not raise up no more. In other words, they've already written your obituary. They're already picking out your casket. They're saying there's no hope for you. Listen, a disease, an evil disease, caught onto his, her body, and she's not getting up. That's it. She's on her deathbed. Now, that deathbed may be 2 months from now, 3 months from now, but the process of dying is in full swing. And they say about you and they say about me, they're not going to get up from that. That it's over. It's terminal. They're gone. They're history. But that's not the case. That's what they say. That's not what the Lord says. They say an evil disease. That's what they say. An evil disease has attached itself to him, to her. She's not getting up. The doctors have already come out and have told the family it's terminal and they need to prepare. But look what verse 11, 12, and 13 says. Because God has the final word. God has, listen, not your neighbors, not even your friends have the final say. Not even your loved ones have the final say. No, who has the final say? The Lord. Why does he have the final say? Because he's promised to do what? To uphold you. To lift you above the fray. Okay, you're sick. We're not denying that you're sick. Okay, you've got this disease or that disease. We're not denying the diagnosis of the doctor. We're not saying that the doctor is a quack. We're not saying that the doctor isn't saying the truth. Okay, proof is there. The x-rays, the MRI reveal something is wrong. Something is really wrong. Okay. They say, you've got this, you've got that. They say, you're not getting up. But look what the Lord says. Look what the great physician says. But this I know, that you, O Lord, you favor me, because mine enemies have not triumphed over me. Lord, I'm still alive. My enemies, Satan and his demons, they desire the worst for me. They desire my destruction. They desire my demise. But I know that my enemies have a certain desire towards me, but yours is a counter desire. Their desire is that I would be cut down in the prime of my life, but your desire is to favor me. Verse 12, as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and you set me before thy face forever. In other words, I'm constantly in your presence. You, not because I run to you, but because you run to me. Remember, saints, in the text, God is a doctor and a nurse. What do doctors do periodically when someone is in a hospital room? Don't they pay the patient a visit? Yes. David says, look, you're upholding me. they say I'm going under, but you say I will be lifted above the fray. I am constantly in your presence. I am constantly in your mind. You're constantly thinking about me. You will not let me be destroyed. He concludes the psalm by saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and to everlasting. Amen and amen and amen. Listen, because God is your doctor and nurse, and as such, he promises to lift you out of that bed of affliction, even though other people are betting that you'll never get up. Because he will do it. Because he has promised to do it. And he will do it. What should we do? What should we do? We should bless the Lord our God. We should praise his name. We should give him glory. Even while we lie there, even while we don't yet feel right. You don't feel right. You don't feel good. But start praising him. Why? Because he promises that at the end of the process, you'll be up. Your neighbors will see you again. Oh, we thought it was curtains for you. We thought you were never getting out of that hospital. And you can say, well, blessed are those who put their trust in the Lord, because he will lift you up. He will. It's a miracle. You're a walking miracle. You're a testimonial that God upholds people. That when he said in Isaiah 41:10, I will uphold thee with my right hand, that he's got the power to do it. And it ought to draw people to God. Because what he did for you, he can do for them. And as I was preaching last Sunday, desperate people need God. Who are desperate people? People who lie languishing in a bed. Some, they have mental disabilities. Oh, their mental health is not good. They are sorely depressed. They can't crawl out of bed. Others are physical. Others are spiritual. Whatever your sickness is, God promises to do what? To doctor and nurse you back to health, where you're no longer lying down on your back, but you're walking among the living. Glory be to his name. This, my brothers and sisters, is what God can do and will do if we put our trust in him. Remember the woman with the issue of blood. 12 years of chronic hemorrhaging. 12 years of being banned from going into the house of God because she was ceremonially unclean. 12 years of not hearing sacred song, of not hearing the preaching of the word, of not being allowed human contact and human fellowship. 12 years banned from the goodness of God. 12 years anemic. 12 years without having the strength of getting out of bed. But one day she heard about Jesus. She heard he was in the neighborhood. And this desperate woman in desperate straits, who has spent all her money, could no longer receive any kind of care because she was out of cash. And she was all the worse. She was getting worse every day. She turned to Jesus, and he upheld her. That's what we're talking about. The God who upholds his people. He said to the woman, daughter, thy faith in me has made you whole. Go in peace. Well, that'll do it for today. Precious saints of God, don't forget to tune in tomorrow for another broadcast of Manna from Heaven. God bless you. Deliver again to me, wonderful word.
Wonderful words of love.